6. The Gardens of God. The system capitals are particularly beautified with material and mineral constructions, while the universe headquarters is more reflective of spiritual glory. But the capitals of the constellations are the acme of Marantia activities and living embellishments. On the constellation headquarters worlds, living embellishment is more generally utilized, and it is this preponderance of life, botanic artistry, that causes these worlds to be called the Gardens of God. About one half of Adentia is devoted to the exquisite gardens of the Most Highs, and these gardens are among the most entrancing Marantia creations of the local universe. This explains why the extraordinarily beautiful places on the inhabited worlds of Norlaciadec are so often called the Garden of Eden. Centrally located in this magnificent garden is the worship shrine of the Most Highs. The psalmist must have known something about these things, for he wrote, "Who shall ascend the hill of the Most Highs? Who shall stand in this holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to vanity, nor sworn deceitfully." At this shrine the Most Highs, on every 10th day of relaxation, lead all Adentia in the worshipful contemplation of God the Supreme. The architectural worlds enjoy 10 forms of life of the material order. On Urantia there is plant and animal life, but on such a world as Adentia there are 10 divisions of the material orders of life. Were you to view these 10 divisions of Adentia life, you would quickly classify the first 3 as vegetable and the last 3 as animal, but you would be utterly unable to comprehend the nature of the intervening 4 groups of prolific and fascinating forms of life. Even the distinctively animal life is very different from that of the evolutionary worlds, so different that it is quite impossible to portray to mortal minds the unique character and affectionate nature of these non-speaking creatures. There are thousands upon thousands of living creatures which your imagination could not possibly picture. The whole animal creation is of an entirely different order from the gross animal species of the evolutionary planets. But all this animal life is most intelligent and exquisitely serviceable, and all of the various species are surprisingly gentle and touchingly companionable. There are no carnivorous creatures on such architectural worlds. There is nothing in all Adentia to make any living being afraid. The vegetable life is also very different from that of Urantia, consisting of both material and Marantia varieties. The material growths have a characteristic green coloration, but the Marantia equivalents of vegetative life have a violet or orchid tinge of varying hue and reflection. Such Marantia vegetation is purely an energy growth. When eaten, there is no residual portion. Being endowed with 10 divisions of physical life, not to mention the Marantia variations, these architectural worlds provide tremendous possibilities for the biologic beautification of the landscape and of the material and the Marantia structures. The celestial artisans direct the native Spornasia in this extensive work of botanic decoration and biologic embellishment, whereas your artists must resort to inert paint and lifeless marble to portray their concepts. The celestial artisans and the Univitatia more frequently utilize living materials to represent their ideas and to capture their ideals. If you enjoy the flowers, shrubs, and trees of Urantia, then will you feast your eyes upon the botanical beauty and the floral grandeur of the supernal gardens of Adentia. But it is beyond my powers of description to undertake to convey to the mortal mind an adequate concept of these beauties of the heavenly worlds. Truly, eye has not seen such glories as await your arrival on these worlds of the mortal ascension adventure.